The person at the time he's putting the ashes into the water of the para that were drawn for the para duma process, he's doing malacha while he's doing that. If he's doing this kiddush for himself, then it's possible. If he's doing it for somebody else, it's kosher, because the rule is that one can only pass on his own para duma waters with malacha. He can't pass on somebody else with his malacha. Even though in the previous mission we saw by drawing the water, even if it's somebody else's, he draws somebody else's water that also passes it, or he draws for somebody else. Over there, the Rabbi explains that since the one who draws the water can get paid for it, so even if he's doing it for somebody else's, he also has a vested interest in it, and it's considered partially his also. By the kiddush of putting the ashes in, he's not allowed to take money for that, and therefore if it doesn't belong to him, he has no connection to it. If he's mekadesh for himself and with somebody else, so what he does for himself, since he's been mekadesh for somebody else, has considered malocha and passels his, but his kiddush is not passing the other person's, because like we said before, since the other waters are not his waters, he can't passel them with his malocha. It's mekadesh for two other people simultaneously, it's kosher because he's not the owner of either of the waters. Oh.